Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with Chapter 10, Part 1, pages 608 and 609. Chapter 10, The Lampstand of the Mystical Temple, Part 1. It is recorded that Moses, that most zealous propagator of the divine worship, hung up in the tabernacle of the Lord a lampstand of considerable weight, an extraordinary work of art, remarkable for its seven branches, displaying just as many lights. He also made, as the holy page relates, a lampstand of beaten work of the finest gold and the seven lamps. That's from Exodus chapter 37, 17, and also verse 23. Woe to us if a similar lampstand is not present in our mystical temple. For this lampstand, says Isidore, with its seven branches, display the image of the Holy Spirit, who, by his sevenfold grace, sheds light on the entire church, standing firmly in the unity of faith. Therefore, it is necessary that every Christian shine with this sevenfold light of the Holy Spirit if he would like to be considered as a true and natural offspring of Christ. The prophet Isaiah speaks most clearly and certainly about this subject. A shoot will spring from the stock of Jesse, and a new shoot will grow from his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and fortitude, the Spirit of knowledge and piety, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord will fill him. That's from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. And indeed, the following should be realized about wisdom. In the Christian, it should be divine, not human. For, as Gregory attests, the wisdom of this world is concealing one's mind with cunning devices, hiding one's feelings with words, showing what is false as true, and pointing out what is true as false. Those who are versed in this wisdom look down with arrogance on others. Those who are ignorant of it, with submission and timidity, admire it in others because duplicity, this clad in the name of unfairness, is loved by them, while this kind of mental perversity is called urbanity. On the contrary, the wisdom of the just is to feign nothing by dissimulation, to reveal feelings with words, to esteem highly things that are true, to avoid things that are false, to do good freely, to endure willingly evil things rather than to do them, to seek no revenge for injustice, to consider an outrage suffered for the truth as gain. But this guilelessness of the just, he adds, is ridiculed because the virtue of candor is believed to be foolishness by this kind of wise men. But on the day of divine judgment, after having treated with disregard those who are wise in accordance with God's mind, being very angry at their own stupidity, which they will then recognize, and groaning in anguish of the spirit, they will lament most bitterly. These are, they will point out with a finger, the foolish because of Christ. They whom we held sometimes in derision and for a parable of reproach, we fools esteemed their life madness and their end without honor. Behold, now they are numbered among the children of God, and their lot is among the saints. Cross-reference, Book of Wisdom, chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Next, I understand knowledge to mean knowing those things that are necessary for salvation. For to what good, as he says, is this great deceptive subtle reasoning about hidden and obscure matters, since we shall not be accused on judgment day that we are ignorant of them? Indeed, a humble peasant who serves God is better than a proud philosopher who, neglecting himself, that is, his own soul, studies the course of the heavenly bodies. And yet knowledge or any simple acquaintance with a thing is not to be blamed, which, when considered in itself, is good and ordained by God. Saint Stanislaus here equates the lampstand in the mystical temple, which held seven lamps, according to the book of Exodus, to the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit. The prophet Isaiah speaks of wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. We receive these gifts from the Holy Spirit in baptism. They are strengthened in us by the Holy Spirit when we receive the sacrament of confirmation. The Catechism, number 1831, teaches that the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit complete and perfect the virtues of those who receive them. When we are infused with these gifts of the Holy Spirit, we are able to respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit as if by instinct, the same way that Jesus himself would have done during his earthly life. So they are helping to form us and shape us to become more and more like Christ, to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. The gift of wisdom that we want is, of course, divine wisdom, not human wisdom. There are some temptations for those who are filled with the wisdom of the world, to look down in disdain on others, to put on a false front, to not be authentic. Divine wisdom means to be true to who we are, to act like the saints. Knowledge means knowing the things that are necessary for salvation. Knowing all kinds of facts and useless trivia here on earth will not get us to heaven. It's a bit of a waste of time. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the path to heaven.